Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. I hope you're having a fabulous day out there. We're in fall. It looks like fall. I suppose officially it's not fall yet. It's supposed to still be summer, but it's a gorgeous sunny day. My husband and I went for a fabulous bike ride yesterday to our favorite coffee house in Northwest Portland. That was so fun. So anyway, let me go ahead and do my tuning in chant. Gurudev Namo I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that is within me and all around me. And I feel so connected
to nature, to Gaia, to beings around me. There's just like something special about the earth. You know, things are shifting and moving, and we can't even begin to try to see everything that's going on. It's almost more of a feeling and a trust that things are shifting. The angels are telling me that things may appear harsher than they are, and things may appear like horribleness or, you know, tragic, that kind of thing, but to not buy into that. The universe, or the home offices, my friend Michael likes to say, is orchestrating the whole thing, and as we follow our path and we take our, you know, we see our next step and we take it, and sometimes it feels like we're jumping off the cliff and trusting that it's all okay. Gosh, you know, as humans, we couldn't begin to try to orchestrate stuff. I mean, oh my gosh, the thing that always kind of pops up for me when they tell me that is that my last job, I was fired. And of course, I would never, ever want to be fired in a million years. I mean, who would? But, you know, it got me out of a profession that was just, I had, you know, poured my heart and soul into it. I was a human resource manager. Poured my heart and soul. I wanted to help people so much, and basically it never really worked out that well. I mean, I trust that I had impact. I know that I did.
Basically, it was kind of never right. You know, it was never enough according to the people, and it was never enough or too much according to the company. And so anyway, my last job, I was fired, and it came during the economic downturn in 2008. But what happened was I ended up getting 2 years of unemployment insurance, which is basically a miracle. And I know I was so supported and taken care of. And as I was, you know, I continued to look for work, but I was cultivating my inner practice, my inner guidance system in a really huge way. I was had the ability to do that. I had more time. I was basically healing from all the years of just getting pretty beat up in the jobs that I did. I mean, part of my, you know, the thing that happened to me is I just really wouldn't shut up around injustice and speaking up for people, people who felt like they didn't have a voice. And so, you know, I lost my job before that. I was either, you know, job eliminated or laid off or whatever, I think 4 times before that. And so basically, punctuation, you know, getting fired the last job, and they agreed to call it a layoff, which I appreciated. But you know what? I'm so grateful I don't have to be doing that anymore, and I can be doing my work in a way that is feels more, even more authentic to me, and I can share my gifts with the world. I love doing angel readings for anyone who feels called. It's a gift to you
and a gift to the world. It's not, I'm not doing it to try to make money. I'm doing it just purely out of the love and appreciation and the gratitude I have for the gifts that I've been given. So anyway, if anyone's listening and they would like to have an angel reading, please feel free to contact me, ElizabethSadhu@gmail.com. Or you can find me on Facebook also, Elizabeth Mata G. Sadhu. Love to connect. Anyway, that was interesting. I always cracks me up when I'm doing the show, because I just never know what's going to come out. And I'll get these little inklings, and then sometimes that's it, and sometimes that's totally not it. So today I didn't expect to talk about my kind of past, you know, world career. Okay, well, the angels are telling me that they do want me to share a chant that I was kind of getting a feeling about sharing. And the reason I talked about old career and whatever was that was part of my healing and growing process in the world. And I'm doing some really deep internal work now, as I'm guessing many of you are. And so the chant that I feel called to share is the very first Porti of Japji, which is the very, very beginning of the Sikh holy book. And what the angels have told me is that this is a really excellent chant to do as we're clearing out the very, very beginnings, the very, very, residue, the remnants of our in utero time. We're healing that time, which is really one of the most intense times in our life, and, you know, depending on your situation, you know, just it's for everyone, it's very different, you know. And obviously, I feel the ideal is to be in a pure love state when you're pregnant with your child. But you know what? As humans, that just doesn't always work. And I know even for myself, as hard as I tried, I had some real despair moments when I was pregnant. So, but you know, it's all good. It's all perfect. The angels tell me that it's all whatever was supposed to happen. Lessons learned, healing, you know, things that are helpful in our life now. So anyway, with all that said, they're saying go ahead and do the chant, and then they'll talk further about this. So, socha socha nahovai je sochi lakvar, chupe chupa nahovai je lai raha levatar, bukia buka na utri je banna puriya par, sehesia na pa lakho ta ikna chale na. Kiv sachiara hoye, kivakure tute pa, bukam razai chalana, nanak likia na, bukmi hovana akar, hukam kaya jai, bukmi hovana ji, hukam malay vadiai, bukmi utumanich, bukmi buksuktupaye, bukmi under sabako savanak. Sachya nakoi, nanaka niruguna gunakare, sabatya sabahoe. Pardon my little bit of stumbling there, doing that from memory. So anyway, that is a chant that is coming through, however the form, perhaps not quite perfect in its form, that was helping for healing the very beginnings, that in utero time. And I know that I've been really scraping the barrel at times and feeling quite despairing of that time. I just think my friend Michael talks about it being the size of my soul was kind of like having a volleyball inside a, you know, baseball-sized uterus. So or space. So it felt very overwhelming to my mother. So anyway, not sure why talking about all this stuff. Maybe the angels want to chime in. They're saying that this will be pertinent to some of you, that it doesn't always make sense, but at some point it may click for you. And that they say to just, you know, if you want to listen to that chant again and, you know, appreciate what your, you know, feelings come up around it, or what they're saying that things will rise up. And the angels have encouraged me to embrace all that comes up and to honor all that comes up, you know. So it's just maybe despair and anger and frustration and sadness and joy, and, you know, all kinds of feelings may come up for that. So the angels are telling me they would love to see have me chant that one more time. So I'm going to find it and read it this time. Let's see, where is it? There it is. Socha socha nahovai jay sochi lakava chupe chupa nahovai jay lai raha liftar bukia bukna utri jay banna puriapa sehasiya napala kaho ta ikanacha le na keva sachihara hoye keva kore tute pa bukum rasai chalana nanakalakia na. So let that sound. Listen to it as many times as you want and see if it gives you some relief. The angels are saying that it will help facilitate this process of clearing out the beginnings, clearing out the very, very early, that in utero time, that clearing out. I'm almost getting that it's like they're telling me this is for me, like this will be powerful for me, and that there will be a few others who will be able to use this and appreciate it. So, okay, angels, I know that it seems like everything that comes through on the show here is often, you know, or mostly for me, and, you know, I always kind of hope that others will listen. But I don't know how many do, and I don't know how many can relate, but it's all good, you know. It's just like I feel totally called that I'm supposed to do this radio show once a week. Some fun news. A friend of mine, Barbara Grace Reynolds, I've been on her. She has a radio show that's usually an hour, hour and a half. And every last Friday of the month at 9 a.m., Pacific time, I'm going to be on her radio show. She's asked me to be a permanent guest on her show the last Friday of every month. So that's kind of fun. It's a call-in show. People can call in and you can ask questions. And then Barbara Grace and I both kind of talk about whatever comes up, you know, through our guides and angels. So that's been a really sweet, fun time with her. Feels very healing and very powerful, so I'm excited about that. So we have about a minute left, and I think I'll just sing you the blessing song, and we'll just end with that. Thanks for joining me. May the long time sun shine upon you all around you, and the pure light within you guide your way on, guide your way on, guide your way on. All right. Many blessings to you all, and thanks for joining me.